Years ago, we didn't have Newham. Newham is a new thing. Did you know that? It was all East Ham and West Ham. I was born E6, East Ham side. The other side was Plasto, E13. That's where the division was. Yeah, with no Newham. I think it was early 60s they merged and made it Newham. It was never Newham at one time.
I knew London very well, but I had never, to my knowledge, been to East Ham. It's not a place of destination. I would say, oh, East Ham, it's like West Ham, but it hasn't got a football team.
Because I've seen everything I want to see and I've done lots of things I wanted to do. I've had a lot of upsets in my life. I'm not saying it's all been roses, but I've had a fantastic life and done what I wanted to do. I want to be back in East Ham. I don't want to move. A lot of the friends I met when I came back 30 years ago have moved out, unfortunately. But then you make new friends, and it's in places like this that you meet them.
When I first came here, I did find the people friendly, but a little bit more touchy. You know, you'd say something and you think, why are they taking offence at that? And that was something that I did find, coming from a totally different area, that was something I did find quite odd at times.
I think there's a really strong sense of community in Newham. It's why I live in Newham. The diversity and the richness and, yeah, the sense of people rubbing along together.
So, I don't know, I just think it's got, someone said it to me recently, that, like, there's a real sort of village vibe with East Ham. And although it's like really urban and busy, and once you get talking to people, they are actually genuinely so friendly.
You could say this is EastEnders. Basically, this is the square. And I can just draw a circle actually around the places that I go to. And I feel as if I don't need to leave East Ham, to be honest with you.
My wife was living in Beckton before I knew her. When she told me Beckton was in London, I didn't believe her. So, yes, I think Beckton's perhaps put itself on the map a bit now. When I first came to Beckton, all the houses were new. People were just moving in. There was a lot of excitement amongst new families coming in. We all got to know each other. We got very friendly with each other in the little cul-de-sac. You know, we'd go to each other's houses. Oh, we used to have a street party. For a number of years, we were just a close-knit little community. And then after a while, families got bigger and people moved out.
I've always found it really interesting discovering what a place has, and I've never particularly wanted it to be there in front of me straight away. So I like chatting to people in shops, I like finding out stuff about a place. So I think that it appealed to me for that reason as well, is that it wasn't as simple as, oh look, there's loads of stuff happening here, there's loads of people doing this certain kind of thing.
The lack of history is one of the things that really struck me. There's no great sense of rootedness in a past or of shared story. And I know that the council, they work on things like that, celebrating some of those things. But I do think it's a real shame that any sense of historic landmarks, they've often been swept away. So it's a combination of, one of the riches of this is its diversity, but people bring lots of other histories. I think there's something about trying to make shared memories and shared history.
So at the moment we are in Beckton Library, and we are regular customers here, mainly because when we move here we only work and live here, so we didn't have friends here, we just lived. Now, as I became the mother, so we are organizing the Saturday activities. So obviously, I became to be friends with mothers. That make you feel a bit of you're part of the community. People are quite friendly here. They are very helpful, but could be as well that people could be more clean.
Beckton Globe Library, in my opinion, is the heart of Beckton because there was so much going on. Quite recently, I engaged with a few other local mummies and we set up an activity group for families with children under 5 years old. We called our group Parents to Parents, and once we've established this activity, we also want to start a few other projects which are still sitting in our heads and don't give us much sleep at night.
Yeah, I've got good neighbours, and I think that makes such a big difference. We have had bad neighbours in the past, and we do know how that can spoiled your life?
Yeah, I've got my friends, my family, you know, everybody, you know, known in here. So that's one of the things, you know, I like to live in this area. Well, I mean, spending all these years, you build up here on community, like, you know, you are one of them.
Just over 30 years ago, I found myself with a marriage had broken up and on my own. I was at work, but I wanted more to do in the community. I joined this project called Conflict and Change, which was about neighbour mediation. So that was wonderful.
I didn't really make really truly friends here until I retired, and I started kind of going out and doing the gardening, and then from that we went to the Cake Club, and from that came the WI, and then that's kind of opened a whole door, really.
I want to mention the Greatfield Market, because that is a real community hub. Yeah, every time we go, there seems to be different craft stalls there, which just, you know, buzzes with the information that there are some really creative people in and around East Ham, which is gorgeous. But I love to go there for the crafts, but also I just like to buy myself a couple of samosas in there and sit in the corner and just, you know, the community just is there, and I spend hours.
I sell my shoppers at a local market. I'm quite a big community as well, the Greatfield Community Market, and I meet lots of locals there. It's very well advertised, so a lot of my customers are local people.
The shopping area in High Street North was better. There used to be a Marks and Spencer's, and there used to be Safeways, and there used to be Woolworths.
But the High Street it's always buzzing, it's always busy. At 2012, it was all sort of done up, so new road surface, new paving and curbs, new planters. And that's worn fairly well, I think.
As far as the High Street, there are an awful lot of betting shops in East Ham. I've noticed that.
I complain about, you know, we have so many betting shops and pound shops. I mean, how many do you need? And I would like to see less of that and more of the independent. And they said, yeah, but when you get the independent shops, then it all gets more expensive, and the residents that live here can't afford to buy stuff there, you know. And it's a conundrum. So it would be nice to see a balance between the two.
When I first started working over here, I noticed it did look messy, but recently the street cleansing team seem to have really pulled their socks up, and it just seems a lot cleaner and fresher and brighter. Retail, yes, there are quite a few empty shops along the High Street at the moment. I feel that Newham Council could maybe utilise the emptiness a little bit more.
When I kind of like come off my road and there's a big wide alleyway, very wide actually, it's not even an alleyway, it's big as the whole road. I find there's so much potential there, and I would love to make that into a green area where we can grow vegetables and stuff.
Well, I would say the most aesthetically pleasing and inspiring place I find is Central Park.
And it's used so much, you know, it's great to walk around there at the weekend and see so much going on in there with the different sports and tennis and bowls and all that kind of stuff. It's great.
I'd like to see a cafe in every park. Well, the one opposite us, which is Brampton Park, there's not a cafe there. And I think that builds community. People just come in, especially if you arrange activities in them like we do. And it's not recognised as a community service.
Town show is fantastic. Most of the green area in the park is taken up with stalls. There's a variety of stalls, health authority, voluntary groups, performances in the big tent. There's a beach for the children. And it's staggering, I think, that 50,000 people attend.
I mean, I think Newham's good for green space. I think that parks could always have something that reflects the community more in them, you know, a project that takes place in a park that shows a bit more about the community that it's in, because parks are quite generic in a way. So I think people need to talk to people, and things that promote talking to each other in a community environment are really, really needed and important.
Well, paraphrasing a few of my friends, they have said to me, had desperately needed small bits of gentrification to come our way. Coffee shops, a decent pub, and to be tidier, to have a bit more self-respect.
A lot of pubs have closed, and pubs have become less traditional and working class in a way.
When you think of Beckton, you think quiet, positive. Me personally, I'm all about positivity.
And I think that could be more place where people feel more go out, older people want to hang around. I think that is missing here. High Street is missing here. There is no High Street proper.
High Street, no, we don't have a High Street as such. As does is the local supermarket, and that serves as the High Street for us.
I think Beckton should be given some love and attention for like the young people, so like opening more youth centres.
Yeah, I agree.
And this is pretty much like around the whole of Nurm, not just Beckton.
Be honest with you, I love East Ham. Everything is just so local and we have everything that we need right here. And it just annoys me when everyone moans and groans about stuff and don't really do anything. So I've personally stopped moaning and said, okay, I'm going to do something about it.
Oh yes, if I had a magic wand, I think I'd like to. I'd like it for people that just seem on their absolute end of their tether. I'd love a magic wand to maybe give them a purpose.
I'd have cycle paths on the roads and also change the speed limit on the High Street because it's not safe for kids or like families.
A High Street needs to be revamped massively. It needs to be a lot more community based as well. We need more seating outside. Everyone just wants to sit, and that's a great way to just build friendships and just not be lonely as well, a social aspect. But also people need to visit the High Street and not just jump in their cars and go to Romford or Westfield or whatever it is, do their shopping. Use our High Street. It's a two-way street. We need people to use the places that are around them.
I think just build on what we have. Build the community. And please, please, don't put up soulless buildings all over the place. And stop pulling down interesting buildings to put up soulless buildings.
So I think if someone would be very generous and would like to give a massive cash investment into something in the local area, this would be definitely the park. More equipment, better maintenance.
I actually went over to do a kind of look-see day in Barking and Dagenham. They had little planters, they were growing vegetables. And I said, so, you know, who gets the vegetables? And, oh, well, anybody. You know, the local community just comes along and picks themselves lettuce or a handful of herbs. So just thinking about the High Street, I mean, there's opposite St. Bart's Church, there's that huge green area. But it's quite a big space. And it would be lovely to see some food growing there, actually.
Possibly a healthy food eatery with vegan meals. And possibly in more residential roads, hail hopper buses, little minibuses going around, and people can stop them in the middle of the road. More public toilets, more and more education against using drugs.
I'd have a big art studio and sound studio and things. I'd like to build a big... develop a big art centre.
So I always thought about myself that I would be a good sculptor, and not sure what I would make to kind of represent Beckton, but if I would be looking at making artwork, then I think this would be a sculpture. And we could actually place it here outside of the library so that everybody can watch it.
Or maybe just a statue of me and put it in the middle. Right outside the town hall, that I was here.
Well, certainly sculptures are interesting. There is a pile of stones, which I suppose is called sculpture, in Central Park. Perhaps more clusters of stones around.
Although I'm not an artist myself, it makes people talk. It's a talking point. What's that about?
is I look at something and I say, oh, which way up is it? What's that supposed to be saying? But at least it gets you thinking, yes.
I think that there is already so much like colour and vibrancy here, and I would hope that that would be reflected more in the streets. I think there's already that, but like on an explosive level.
Well, I just think a lick and a promise, as they say, you know, a bit of a facelift, and just bring in some interesting businesses, because it just seems like there's just nothing there, you know. I don't know.
You look around and it is dull. The buildings are grey, the floor's grey, this is grey, everything's grey. What's to stop you putting big murals on the wall and brighten it up? Why ever not? Let's do it. Let's put some splash of colour around.
I think that projects that happen in community spaces looking towards putting a piece of art, the piece of art isn't what it's about, really. The piece of art represents what it has been about or what it means to people.
There's a hell of a lot of creative people in Newham that never get looked at all or never get acknowledged at all.
I'm most looking forward to seeing how the regeneration will take place, and I'm hoping that it isn't gentrification. So that's the worry, and also the hope, yeah.
I think sustaining community places, places of meeting, so there's this idea of the safe third space, so home is place one, school or work is place two, but then people need a third space.
I think if Beckton could speak, it would say, look how you can take an old derelict sort of old area and you could turn it into something really quite nice.
I have I love East Ham, you know, I heart East Ham badge. I do love living here, but I don't think that's less about East Hamness than Newhamness, really, being part of Newham.
That's one thing I'll give Newham. They are a proper community and they know how to throw a party, they know how to pitch in, they're not scared of hard work. Yeah, the future for Newham is bright.
This podcast was produced by Social Broadcasts for Shape Newham. Recordings were made by Lucia Scazzocchio and Maylee Evans, as well as contributions from Isabel Povey, Naima Bax, and Proba Brabanda, who attended the Shape Newham radio workshop. The voices featured in this podcast are Anne Cross, Eve Burns, Karen A, Isabel Povey, Liz Clough, Manaza Nasser, Mariana Duran, Michelle Fitzgibbons, Natalia Rozbicka, Naima Bax, Pauline Ellis, Peter Fallon, Peter Landman, Proba Prabanda, Shirley Biro, and William Goodfellow. Editing and sound design by Lucia Scazzocchio from Social Broadcasts.